10 a.m. January 2nd, Andrea Harrington was sworn in as Berkshire County's new district attorney at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield. It marks the end of Paul Coccaviello's 9.5 months in office. Appointed in mid-March after the resignation of David Capeless, Coccaviello suffered a pair of electoral losses to Harrington in September's Democratic primary and November's general election. At the end of nearly 3 decades in the DA's office, Coccaviello spoke with WAMC.
There's a great quote by our former Secretary of State, Rice, Condoleezza Rice, and I think it says it best that there's really no greater challenge and also no greater honor than to be in public service. And for me, that does sum it up for, you know, a nearly 30-year career. You know, I've met thousands of people over that career. You know, they're in court, not of their own doing, many of them, some of their own doing, some are required to be there by law. And you come to realize that, you know, those of us that work in the system, it's, you know, part of our job is to educate them as to what it is that can happen in court and can't happen in court. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people do, they do learn their what they do from TV and television. And many, many times they are far apart. Hey, is what you see on TV is not the reality. So a lot of times your role becomes part of that. From my standpoint, you know, doing the public service for the county was a true highlight. All of it was a highlight for me. It's rewarding work for sure. And you know, there've been many cases that I've worked on. Some of them have had some notoriety. Some of them don't, but they're all important to the people that have been involved in them. But surely I've had my share of them.
I imagine a lot of your time recently has been taken up by working on this transition in the office to new leadership. What's that process been like, and what's your role been like in it?
Well, it has been. We've been, incoming DA-elect Harrington and I have definitely been working on the transition, trying to make it as smooth as possible so that there can be a continuity of service and as little disruption as possible for people that are, you know, that are already in the system. And we've been working in a collaborative fashion to make that happen. So that's been good, and you're absolutely right. That's been taking up an awful lot of time, and as it should, it's important work.
What do you think should be the major things on the new DA's agenda come January?
Well, I think, you know, that will be for her to sort of weld out an agenda. But obviously public safety and the well-being of the community will be, I'm sure, high on her list, as she has said, and something I certainly would agree with. But, yeah, certainly that's a question for her, but I would imagine that would be the framework of her answer, I'm sure, will be along those lines, as we heard during the campaign.
Looking forward, what's next for you after this experience in public service that's taken you through over 30 years in the public eye?
Well, frankly, as I've sort of put it to people, my priorities have been the transition, first of all, to make sure it does go as smoothly as it can for the sake of the community. And then to focus on me. What I hope to do and what I'm concentrating on doing is to remain in public service. It is what I like to do. It is my passion to be a public servant and to continue to serve the public. So that's really where my focus is going to be. Connect with me in a few weeks. And, you know, maybe we'll have some more definitive answers on that, but at least in terms of my interest, that's where it is. It definitely is. It's been that way for 30 years and continues to be so.
Do you have any eye for further involvement in the political community here in Berkshire County moving forward?
I don't see that happening. I as I've said before, I'm a public servant, and I don't foresee that, certainly at this point.
Do you have any words for the folks that you've worked with over the years in the DA's office here in Berkshire County?
Well, to continue to do their good work. And, I mean, people do this kind of work for the right reasons. They really do. I know it sounds a bit cliche-ish, but it's because it's true. It's they do it because they want to do it. They want to do it for the right reason, to do the right thing, to do justice for the community. And my words are continue that trek, continue that goal, and continue to work hard on it. It is it's certainly hard work, but it is rewarding work. And, you know, as I started this conversation with the quote, I'd end with the same quote. It's there really is no greater challenge, but there really is no greater honor. And I'm glad to have been part of it.
If you've made any lasting impact on the Berkshire County law enforcement or prosecutorial community, what would you hope that impact would be?
Well, always that my goal is always to do the right thing, is to think about what's in front of you, what's the circumstance in front of you, and do your best to make your best judgment, in good faith, and just to do the right thing, so that you can bring justice to whatever circumstances in front of you. And that's what I hope that people will remember my work as.